Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Salutations, greetings.
Hello. Happy Mother's Day Monday.
I hope all the moms out there were spoiled like crazy. How was your dinner last night, Mom? Was it great?
So good.
Are you hungover from all the food?
Oh, my God. I'm still full, and I just ate another donut.
Right.
I mean, you know,
isn't it greatest?
I just can't stop. Can't stop,
so
won't stop.
Listen, donuts never disappoint.
Ever. Mm-hmm. They are 100% reliable on that front.
They're undisappointable. So, my pillow.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, you guys. The towel sale, it is still happening. You can still get in on the towel sale using code
CHICKS.
You can either visit mypillow.com and use the code there, or you can call at 1-800-875-0513. A set of towels, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Normally it's like $110, but with the code, it's $45, you guys.
Yeah.
$44.98 to be exact.
My boy and his fiance got the slippers, right? And they are in love with the slippers. They live in Dallas. They're in love with the slippers. And I think they're getting married in August. I'm going to get them the towels for their wedding. Right?
Nobody doesn't love the towels. To be honest, there are some people who have to try a couple of the different kinds of fill on the pillows before they figure out their thing. But the towels,
they're a slam dunk, you guys.
Slam dunk. Right. I mean, for real. Like, no one doesn't love them because that's how good they are.
I'm right there.
I mean, amazing.
Totally.
All right. Don't forget to call 800-875-0513 or mypillow.com. Use code CHICKS. Did you guys see CHICKS? How do I sound, by the way? Because I have a new microphone.
She's sounding pretty good. She's sounding, what would you call it? There was you used a term the last time it was kind of dumb. It was like a radio term.
About the sound?
Right. What did he call it? Hot and thin or something? What was it?
Thin for sure.
Thin and hot.
I think you're right. I think it was hot and thin.
You sound hot and thin, Monk.
No, those are bad things though. I think those are bad.
Well,
in the
microphone world. I think they're good. I think those are good things. They're good. Anyway.
But anyway, hopefully there's no static, and that's the main thing.
This is what people are saying. Everybody's saying there's no static, no crackling, none of that. So it's
awesome.
All good.
Yeah. Yay. Okay, that's fantastic. So Elon Musk, I didn't watch it on Saturday Night Live, obviously, because it starts way after my bedtime.
And who watches Saturday Night Live anymore? Do people actually watch that show?
Well, I think a lot of people tuned in this time because they knew Elon Musk was going to be on.
Right.
But you know, it's on like at 11:30 or something.
I am in REM by that point, for sure.
I mean, there's no question.
I used to watch it when I was a lot younger, but I mean, I just think the show just completely sucks now. It's all political.
Oh, it's terrible.
It sucks. Yeah, there's no way I'd watch it.
Thank you, Elizabeth Boyer. She says, Happy Mother's Day. Love you so much. Thank you for that sticker.
Sweet.
Appreciate it. Well, I watched the monologue, and in fact, I posted it on our website, chicksontheright.com, because he was very endearing during the monologue. The skits were awful, but the monologue was very, very cute. He did a nice little job in the monologue, I thought.
Yeah. Did he talk about his kid that has the name that's all numbers and letters?
He did. He put the name on the screen. He was like,
really?
This is my kid's name. It's pronounced the way a cat walks over a keyboard.
Oh, my God.
So he was hilarious. Really? And he brought his mom, who is, you know, the model who is drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah, May Musk.
He brought her
ridiculous.
Out. That was the only part that was really overly scripted, and they were both super nervous and trying to read their lines, and it was a little awkward when she was with him. But when he was on his own, he was fantastic. And he, like, opened up about his Asperger's, and he was he made fun of himself a lot, and it was just really kind of endearing.
Right. I can see that. I can totally see that. Yeah.
It was cute. I liked it.
Okay. That's cool.
Also, very excited to announce that we are all alive and that the China rocket did not kill us. So most of it
went to the Indian Ocean. Is that what I'm...
Yeah, really close to the Maldives, apparently. Mm-hmm. And the Maldives have not released a statement. So I don't know.
Let's hope the Maldives is still there.
I think it's still there. I think it was just close by.
Okay.
And the Maldives could definitely see it coming down. But yeah, it was. And you know what? Like the whole initial reports about it hitting the Ivory Coast, and then there were like videos going around saying, oh, it's near Australia. All of that was a bunch of bull crap. And I don't know why people want to spread fake news, but that was a lot of what was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
On the weekend, which was just kind of dumb. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, we all survived it. China sucks. I think that's what we learned.
I think that's what we learned.
That's what we've learned.
Mm-hmm. Also, Tawny Kitaen is donezo.
Y'all remember Tawny Kitaen? Here I go again on my own. Remember she was on the car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was.
She's like totally hot. And it was like, you know, it was like that was the White Snake chick. You guys remember her?
I mean, she was kind of an icon, right?
We don't know. So we don't know what she died of?
Well, I think we kind of do. But like they're not saying because she was only 59.
Oh,
very, very young. And so she's had a history of some drug abuse.
Drug abuse.
And they're, I mean, you know, it's obvious. It's easy to make that conclusion. We don't know for sure. At least I didn't when I heard the news yesterday. Maybe it's out by now.
She was married to like a baseball player, wasn't she?
Is that right? I don't know. I don't know. I just.
I think so. I think it was a baseball player. Maybe I don't know if she was divorced or what.
I texted Rob and Jason Hammer, the other guy that obviously you know.
Right.
And I was like, "You guys, Tawny Kitaen is dead. WTF?" And Jason.
I can't.
Wrote
I was dying to know what Jason wrote back.
Jason wrote back. I saw that you should dance on your husband's car in honor, and I was like, that would just be a normal Saturday.
Actually, it wouldn't because I know your husband and he would be like, get off my car. Get off my car. You're not.
You're going to dent it. What are you doing?
You're going to dent my car. My car is very important to me.
Right. You're totally right.
Yeah, I'm right. I know him. There's no way in hell he'd ever allow you up on that car.
It's true.
No way.
It's totally true. Yeah. But you know what's kind of awful? And like maybe I should admit this out loud, but I'm going to because I'm a real person and I say the things.
Yeah.
So I read that Tawny Kitaen died and I was like, oh. And then I read that Bo, Obama's dog, died.
And
I was
like,
oh
my God. How did he die? Yeah. Yeah. You were like, what happened to the dog?
Because it was a really, I mean, I don't like the Obamas, but their dog was very floofy and big.
He was. That's a perfect description of that dog. It's like he was hashtag floofy. He was such a floof. He was a mushy floof, is what he was.
I love dogs.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
And listen, I like people.
Yeah, I mean, people are fine, but dogs, you guys. Dogs. You know? So it's rest in peace, sweet.
For
Bo.
Real. Both rest of you. Tawny and Bo.
Tawny and Bo.
And Bo, my gosh.
Yes, oh my Bo. Gosh.
Bo, look at Bo. He's going to go to heaven. Bo's going to heaven, you guys. So I also want to mention that you guys need to try GenuCell. And GenuCell is a brand that belongs to the skincare line called Chamonix.
Chamonix.
Spell like that.
Yeah.
And I need to change this banner. You know what I need to do? Talk about GenuCell for a minute because I need to update.
I will tell you what I use. I use the XB cream, which is I use it every single night. It's like very super thick and creamy. I should have like brought the jar that I use, but I use that every single night. And Mock uses their microdermabrasion, but they have a whole line of stuff. It's completely fantastic. If you didn't buy it for Mother's Day, you should buy some of their products. Definitely check it out. We've got the Genu. I don't have.
There it is.
It's lovegenucell.com/chicks, and you can enter code chicks and get an extra 10% off. And then you can get their deep serum just in time.
Well, see, that's what I had to
Mother's
add.
Day, but yeah, but
you that's get, what I had to add.
And I also use that deep serum too. It's pretty, but I use a deep serum on my neck.
Oh, nicely done.
Thank you.
Well, and that stuff is, I mean, you guys, if you get the the favorite products, like the most popular products package. There's a package called Most Popular Package. If you get that, then you get the Zotique Deep Serum for free. And it's normally $110. Yes. And it's kind of amazing.
And you don't have to use a lot. It lasts forever because you use like drops. Yeah. It's like for you, it lasts forever. So it's fantastic stuff. Y'all try it. lovejenucell.com/chicks.
And if you've got the eye bags, you guys, that's their bread and butter. Fantastic. Their stem cell
fantastic
technology.
Fantastic stuff. Best
it
stuff.
Is awesome. Do yeah. it. Get it. You guys, do it. For real. Yeah. For real. Okay. We need to talk about Andrew Yang. So Andrew Yang, as you know, is running for mayor.
And you guys remember Andrew Yang. He was the guy that's like, everybody should get $1,000 a month. Like right. Forever and ever. Amen. Remember him?
He's running for mayor of New York City. Yeah. And listen, just about anybody would be better than Mayor de Blasio. Literally yeah. anybody.
I mean, my Great Dane would. My 11-year-old. Like, seriously, they would be better. So it is one of those things where he gets in there and you're like, okay, well, I mean, $1,000 a month, that's not so bad, right? I mean, he's better than Andrew Cuomo, right? Or no, I'm sorry, de Blasio, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's running. He's starting to do all of his little campaign stops, whatever. So he made news over the weekend because he did a campaign stop in a church. Now, it wasn't during church, right? It wasn't like during a church service. It wasn't a part of a church service. It was just inside of a church. That's where the campaign stop happened to be. And during his little rally thing, he used an S-bomb. He said, when I first started out, I didn't know shit. That's what he said. And so people lost their collective minds because he said the word shit in church.
Well, in a church, not during church yeah, service.
In a church building.
Right. Okay.
And so now that's my question for everybody is, are people
not
is
allowed
that
to
a
say,
legit thing to be upset about?
Right.
Or
are you
not?
Can you not say shit in the house of God?
Yeah, even if it's not taking place during a service.
And then that also begs the question, like, who made up these words? Because this is where I get kind of weird, right? As you would say, bejiggity. Because really, these words are man-made words, right? I mean, we're the ones, like, it's not like, you know, hundreds of years ago. When did the word shit become a thing? When did that become a thing?
I don't know.
Like, I'm sure, listen, we could go back and do some linguistic study and find out when the derivation of shit became a thing, right? I mean, we could do a whole podcast on the word shit. And it would be very interesting to me, at least. I would be very interested in that because it's
that
just,
research sounds like a lot of work.
It does. Because really, if you think about it, it's just letters put together, you guys.
Yeah, that's
it's
all
just,
it is.
It's just letters put together. And I understand there's meaning behind it. And I know that people will argue with me. And there was going to be scholars who are like, Daisy, you're an idiot. And it's just they had this, you know, derivation. And like these people, this is where it came from. And it has this meaning behind it. So it's terrible. And you shouldn't say it in the house of God. And how dare you? And you're going to hell, you know? Oh, and hell's a bad word too. And so it's, you know, so people will tell me this is bad and you're bad. And you too are going, you need to repent and blah. And so, and we get it, you know, like, because Mach and I, we get emails all the time because we'll say bad words, like, on this podcast every so often. Mostly Mach, because she's a terrible person. but
you know what?
We get.
Wait a minute. We get, you know what? This is what you can do.
we get emails all the time saying, listen, it's we say terrible words and we shouldn't say terrible words. And I'm like, but why? I'm not going to say the F-bomb all the time. But sometimes, like, if you stub your toe, it happens. I don't like to defend Andrew Yang, all right? It's not something I want to do because I'm not a big fan. But the thing is, he said the word. I'm not saying it's always – there's a time and place and there's appropriateness, and I get it, and I know people need to be appropriate. I understand it. There are rules in society. But like, you think God is up there going – he said the word shit in a church.
I'm about to smite you. You're about to get smote.
There's going to be lightning. You know, I mean, it's like, seriously, do you think he's really keeping tabs on that? Do you think he's keeping tabs on our curse words? Do you think that's what he's doing?
I don't. It was a misstep, but I don't know that it was like earth-shattering, campaign-ending career suicide on the part of Andrew Yang. I think it was just like maybe not the best idea, but I don't know that it's like horrible, you know? But then again, I am kind of a potty mouth, so.
Okay, so like Lulu says, cursing in church, in my opinion, is showing a lack of respect. Okay, all right.
And for sure, if he were invited to a service and invited to say something, oh my God, without question. But this was just in the building that they had obviously reserved for a campaign event. So it was really just a space and not so much church at the time that he was doing that. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I know people are upset, and I just feel like there are so many other things to be upset about.
Right. Right.
So I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Shelly. Oh, it's Shelly, and she's a pastor, so she has a thing. She's saying, Shelly, I'm a pastor, and my farmer church people say if you've shoveled it, you can say it.
This is the thing.
I love that. Oh my God.
Like, if
I
you're
love
talking
that so much.
Amongst yourselves in a casual environment, I don't know if it's, I mean, I just don't know if that, you know. And then, like, people are telling me, you're on the blasphemy rail, chicks. Careful.
Well, they get, there's people that watch us that are like, oh my God, I can't believe you said, oh my God.
That's true. That's
and
true.
So we can.
And then I wonder why they watch us.
I know. Because we're not.
I know, because have you met her? I mean, she's, really.
I have a problem, you guys.
And then she wears the horse shorts.
Oh my God, you've got to remember to take this with you to Texas.
Bernie, I know. I was going to take him with me.
We're going to see each other one
you
more
left
time.
Me
and I'm gonna
behind.
Make sure, I'm going to make sure you get this the next time we see each other.
Come back. Come back. That's what Bernie said. I'll never let go. I'll never let go, Daisy. That's what he said. He's so mad that I left him.
Oh my God.
I left him in the building. He's
I
so
love
pissed
it
off
so
at
much.
Me. Oh my God. Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how identity politics are endangering our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I show TikToks? Because I have so many.
Yes, you can show TikTok.
All right. I have two husky TikToks, a monkey TikTok, and then a COVID story TikTok.
We get two huskies on a Monday?
I know.
What is even happening?
I know, it's so great. So first, the first one is let me make sure everything is set to share here. So the first one is this. Oh my God. Okay, I'm just gonna play it because you guys, I'm dying. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, and so then I have this story. Listen to this girl's story about Victoria's Secret and how dumb they are with COVID. Okay, are you ready?
Wait, there's still a thing. Victoria's Secret is still a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I should know this. I go to the mall. I just completely pass it. You can tell I'm just like such a mom now. I completely pass Victoria's Secret, go straight to the like little girl stores. I'm sorry. I'm so bad. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay, listen.
All right.
I have a COVID question, so can you guys help me out with this? Thanks. I go into Victoria's Secret, and I was like, hi, can I try these items on? And the woman was like, no, ma'am, our fitting rooms are not open for use. But what we're allowing people to do is to purchase your garments, then you can go in and try them on. And if you don't like them or if they don't fit, you can come back out and return them.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah.
This is how dumb policies are right now.
Right. Right.
Can you imagine?
And again, I'm going to use a bad word, but it's dumbassery is what it is.
It's dumbassery.
Right. It's just the dumbest thing ever. We've gone over the cliff with stupidity. We're so dumb in this country. It's
oh
like
my
yesterday.
God.
We went to brunch yesterday and I'm with my mother-in-law and my mother. Because, you know, my husband, obviously, he's gone. He's in Texas right now. So it's all, you know, it's the three of us and then and my father-in-law was there too. And so we're all sitting together and we're waiting for a table. We're waiting for a table in this crowded restaurant. And we all have these stupid masks on. And I was just like, and I look at my mom and I'm like, we're going to sit like 3 feet away and we're going to take our masks off. And she was like, we all were just like, this is the dumbest thing ever. It makes zero sense.
I know.
And we do it. We all do it like sheep. It's just so dumb. I'm just like, so what are we doing? Yeah, this is what we're doing. Yeah.
It's so dumb. Okay, I'm on a continual quest to get you to like Monkeys and Apes.
Yes.
I'm hoping this will help. Look at how much he loves these people.
Oh my God.
Look at them.
Until he rips their faces and genitals off. That's what's going to happen. He's going to rip his genitals off. And he's going to rip her face off.
He's not going to rip anything off.
He's going to rip all the genitals.
He loves those people.
He's going to rip the genitals and the faces off. That's what's that's what chimpanzees do, right, you guys? They rip faces and genitals off. I'm not wrong. You can Google it.
Okay, one more husky. It's our favorite family with the golden retriever. They got another dog, you guys.
What kind?
Well, you're going to see. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Another dog.
Oh my God. The golden retriever's face. I
know. He's always so happy. He's just like he's trying really
hard. He's basically you. He's you as a dog. He's just you. Like we would be at the radio station and all hell would be breaking loose. And Mal could be like, what? What?
I would be like that cartoon dog going, this is fine.
Everything.
This is fine.
Oh, good, you guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love
That's
that family
Mach.
So much.
Mach
I love
is a them golden, Mach is so a golden much. Retriever. She is a golden retriever.
I prefer to think of myself as a lab.
Really? No, I think you're more of a golden retriever. You totally are. Oh, my God. Okay. You guys, it's Monday.
It is Monday.
Everybody has great plans for this Monday. I hope you all have wonderful plans. I plan on seizing the day. Carpe diem,
everybody. I feel
everybody.
Like you've already seized it. It's been seized upon.
I've seized it. You guys, bring it in.
You've pounced on the day.
I have pounced on it. Bring it in. Bring it in, you guys. Oh my gosh. Have a spectacular Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow. Hey, we're the Chicks on the Right, and we are coming at you to talk about our favorite people, AMAC.
The Association of Mature American Citizens is not necessarily a group that I was like, woohoo, can't wait to be old, right? Can't wait to join like other old people.
They're not old, they're mature, Mark. They're mature.
Yeah, but that's even worse because like maturity is something that I've never developed and I don't intend to anytime soon.
Touche. But but this is a really cool group of people. They're a great organization with a really great focus. I love the fact that they emphasize faith, family, freedom, the Constitution. They're all about those things, which we love. And one of the things that I really want to emphasize about AMAC is that so many people these days are being canceled.
Yes.
They are being squelched. So many conservatives feel like they have no voice. And if you do have a voice, you're afraid to use that voice, because you're afraid you're going to have it, silenced by liberals, silenced by people just silenced in general. And so this is a really great way. Joining AMAC is a really great way to feel like your voice is being heard and you're actually doing something about what you believe in.
Yeah, because your membership money actually goes to help lobby Congress and use the voices with the dollars, right? They use our dollars to make sure that our voices are heard. Mm-hmm. And 2.3 million members cannot be wrong, you guys.
That's right.
So a lot of people joining together.
Right. Mach and I are both members and I love it. It's so much better than the other group that's out there. And we're super happy to be a part of it. We hope that you'll join too. Visit AMAC.org mac.us/chicks today. I love that they're educational. They'll help you out with stuff that you want to learn about in when, I don't want to say retirement, but when you are a mature adult like us and you're kind of nearing that time of your life. And then also they don't put out a bunch of, you know, crappy mailers. They have a
really nice magazine that comes out every other month with tons of great information. The discounts are amazing on travel, roadside assistance, insurance, so many great benefits of being a member. And you pay $16 a year, you guys. Yep. It's nothing.
So join nothing. Today. Visit amac.us/chicks.
Chicks.